Praise the Lord. Message number 20. The title of the message, How to Face a Struggle, Part 1. Let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 8 to verse 16. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekites' army with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Moses built an altar and called it, The Lord is my banner. He said, For hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord. The Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation. Let's pray. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness, O God. We ask you, Lord, to anoint the message. Anoint my lips, O God, and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. We pray that your message bring clarity, understanding, and wisdom, healing, help, salvation, deliverance, hope, and true way of life that come from the teaching of your word. I pray, O God, that you are going to explain it to your people so that everyone will know your ways of how you want us to live our life unto you. O God, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to your people and those who are in need of your word. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. Struggle. This is one of the things that will come in our life. There are different kind of struggles. Sickness, enemy, financial problem, people against you, people are blocking you, people attacking you or speaking against you, conspire against you, work of Satan, work of devils, all these are struggles. Struggle either will come in your life as a threat in a continuous, constant way, wakes and wanes. Sometimes becomes strong, sometimes the struggle disappears, then he will come back again to you. Or the struggle is some sudden big force that will try to crush you. The Lord in these times of our life that we face a struggle is interfering to help us, to support us, to deliver us. The word of God say that he upholds those who fall down and lift up those who are bowed down. If the struggle in your life is a chronic one, back and forth and go and come, you are bowed down because this problem is constant, distressing you. You are always occupied with that problem, with that person, with that issue, because it is a continuous. Then you are bowed down. God today want to lift you up. And if the struggle is a sudden, a bigger problem that tried to crush you and make you knock down on the ground, then God today, through His word, is coming to you to lift you up from that struggle and to uphold you with your grace so that you will not fall down. Here in this story, we learn a lot of things. We know things in the heart of God, in the mind of God. And also, we will learn the way of God, how to save us troubles and how to enable us to overcome struggles in our life. We read here about the Amalekites. They came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. It's the first time the Israelites met the Amalekites at Rephidim in the wilderness of Sinai. Who are those Amalekites? As the word of God tells us, they were the son of Eliphaz and the grandson of Esau. So those are the descendants of Eliphaz, the son of Eliphaz, and their grandfather is Esau. With such an attack they have done against the Israelites, the Amalekites came under a permanent ban and were to be destroyed. God was against him. But let us read from the word of God how Moses and how the Israelites and Joshua, when that attack came, how they faced it, how they were able to overcome. And that is how we will be able to overcome the struggles that coming against us. In verse 9, Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites." The first things here we do, we need to face the struggle. We need to face the problem. We go to the point and we face it. We have to do our part in facing any particular problem. If sickness, if financial problem, if people against us, if it is a court case, if it is a problem with your sponsor, problem in your family, problem with your relative, you need to go and face. You need to go and face it. So we cannot escape. Sometime God wants us to pass through the process of the cross. Jesus prayed that the Lord will remove the cross. But then God's will that He passes through it. And we need, during the struggle, we should not take the attitude of escaping. We need to go and face the situation. Moses said to Joshua, with whom Moses spoke? He spoke with Joshua. He's the right person. He was, Joshua was Moses' AD. He's not only at his right hand, but he is the rightest man. When we are facing struggle, we need to use righteous people. In fact, we need to be obedient people. Because even Moses, when he spoke to Joshua, he told him, "Choose some of our men, those who are obedient, and go out to fight." When there is a struggle, God will be with us as long as we are with Him. If you will not be obedient to the Lord, or if you will choose people who are not obedient to the Lord, Then we'll go and fight. But nothing will happen. We will just lose. We will lose hope. So the first things we need to face, the struggle. Second point, we need to live a righteous life, life of obedience, so that God will be with us. And third point here, we need to use people who are obedient to the Lord. The most important things in serving God and doing ministry, we should not use disobedient people. People who are not obedient, people who know the word of God, who know the truth, but they are not willing to follow and to do what is right. They are disobedient, and we cannot use them. We cannot choose them as workers or co-workers with us to go and do the work of God and fight the enemy. They will be defeated and will be defeated and will be affected because God will not be with us. So the third point is also important. We need to select our workers. Not that we only check ourselves, but we need to check our workers. If the workers who are serving God are not obedient or not doing the will of God or obedient to the commands of the Lord, then when we go and fight the enemy, we will not win. In verse 9, what Moses said to Joshua, "Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands." Here the importance of the intercessory prayer. Moses, when he was lifting his hand in Egypt, he's praying and he's asking the Lord, or he's claiming the word of God. And the Lord said, "I will send a plague." As he lifted his hand, the Lord will do it. And when he prayed and he lifted up his hand to the Lord to remove it, the Lord also will do it. Here's the importance of people who will back up the work of God in the prayer. Now people will go and fight and do the work. Certain people need to be done. Certain people we need to go and speak with. Certain money need to be paid. Certain issue need to be solved. Some people must do the work, but there must be a group and team of people who will stand in the gap and pray. Jesus is at the right hand of God interceding for us, but His church should pray and intercede also for those who are doing the work and the will of God. So one group will go and face, the other group will back up in prayer. Now the importance of to be obedient and to use obedient people for the ministry in order to gain a victory and success in service to God, or in getting success in solving certain problem and overcoming certain struggles in our life. It also emphasized from the story of the Amalekites with the people of God. Here in this occasion, when Joshua fought the Amalekites and Moses was interceding for him, he went. Now, in another occasion, a year later, after the report of the spies, when Moses sent the spies to the promised land, and they came with a report, and some of them have discouraged the people, the Lord disciplined them and told them that you will not enter the promised land. Moses also warned them that they don't need to go and fight, because the Lord will not be with them. But the Israelites ignored Moses' command and decided to enter the promised land. And here, as we read in Book of Numbers chapter 14, they face the Amalekites again. And let us read what had happened to them. in verse. We read from verse 41 to verse 45. But Moses said, why are you disobeying the Lord's command? This will not succeed. Do not go up, because the Lord is not with you. You will be defeated by your enemies. For the Amalekites and Canaanites will face you there. Because you have turned away from the Lord, He will not be with you, and you will fall by the sword. Nevertheless, in their presumption, they went up toward the high hill country. Though neither Moses nor the Ark of the Lord covenant moved from the camp, then the Amalekites and Canaanites who lived in that hill country came down and attacked them and beat them down all the way to Hormah. So here, clearly, when God is not with you because of your disobedience, then you will not be able to overcome the struggle. You will not be able to overcome your enemy. At a certain time, God will allow certain problems, sickness, people oppressing you, financial trouble, people disturbing your mind. He allowed that problem so that He will put you in a check control. It is, as you obey, you will have the upper hand. As you disobey, the enemy will enslave you. The enemy will not give you relief. We find in the book of Judges, and that is years after the death of Joshua, that the Amalekites again they invade the Israelites' territory, because at that stage the church was in the age of the compromising. They were not doing the will of God fully. Partial obedient, delay obedient, all are the reason for your struggle today. If you will not be quitting sin completely, the struggle will continue to go on in your life. Even if you pray, if you fast, as long as there is disobedient, God will not answer your prayer. But as they repent in the book of Judges, we find in book of Judges chapter 6, when God raised up Gideon, he attacked the Amalekites and he destroyed them. So here the wicks and wane. Obedient life and working and serving God with obedient people, hating sin and doing what is right and just and doing what is required by the Lord to do, is an invitation, is a way for us today as a church to win victories after victory. Compromises, lies, corruption, partial obedience, injustice, favoritism, all these things will bring more enemies and more struggle in your life. Be careful and be aware of the message. The message is to you is a way of life. So Joshua, Exodus chapter 17, verse 10. So Joshua for the Amalekites, as Moses had ordered. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went to the top of the hill. Verse 11, as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. Now here we find it clearly. It's wicks and win again. Joshua did his part. Moses also did his part. Yeshua was fighting. As long as Moses lifted up his hands in prayer and intercession, as he's approaching the throne of grace for help, as we approach the throne of grace for help, we will receive it from the Lord in time of needs. As he was praying and interceding, God was answering the prayer, and then the Amalekites, they were defeated. But when he grew tired and less prayer, less intercession, then we find that the Amalekites are winning. Certain time when we face a problem, we pray, we obey, we repent, then God will answer and deliver us. And then we decrease the prayer. We get relaxed. We stop praying about the issue. Then when we stop praying, once again we find that the problems pop out and up to the surface, and then troubling us again. We need to continue praying. That's what the Bible says. Pray continually. Hebrew chapter 4:16. The word of God tells us, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And that's what Moses was doing. He was lifting his hand to the throne of grace. He was asking mercy, and he found the grace who helped Joshua in time of needs. Verse 12, Exodus 17:12. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other side, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. To stand and to raise up your hand to the Lord, he got tired the whole day. But as he was willing, God make a way. So what happened here? When he was willing to continue praying and intercede, the way that was put by God, they give him a stone, he sit down on it. So Hur and Aaron, they stand at his both sides, one on one side, the other on the other side. So as they were standing, their hands were down, so they can hold Moses' hand that lift up. So Moses' hand will be lifted up without any effort from him, because somebody is lifting up his hand. And also Aaron and Hur will not find difficulty, because they were just putting their hand down with the gravity. What we learn here, when we are willing to obey, to do our part, God will make a way. If we are willing to pray and to obey and do what is needful, God will make a way for us to sustain us to do his will. What the word of God says, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. Constantly he kept his ministry, his rule in the ministry, steady. The word is steady. It means you keep the same achievement and what God wants you to do, because that is the key to overcome the struggle. So Joshua overcame the Amalekites army with the sword. Because of that steadiness on the part of Moses and also Aaron and Hur, they help in that matter, and the church help here. They enable the leader to do his part, because they give him a hand to do the work. Important things we learn here. How to overcome struggle we find here is that we need to go on faith. We need to be obedient. Third, we need to choose obedient people to do the work with us. And we find here that we need to continue pray and intercede, and we find we need to be steady in our intercession, And that need not only one person to do the work or prayer or the ministry, or the whole church should be involved. As the word of God say in Galatians chapter 6 verse 2, the word of God tell us the following. Say, carry each other's burden, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Aaron and Hur, they carry the burden of Moses and they help Joshua. And finally, everyone, all the Israelites, they get the benefit of that team work in the ministry. Beautiful things we learn from this demonstration from the book of Exodus, how to face struggle. As we study how Moses and Joshua and Esau, they faced the Amalekites at Rephidim, we get the principle how to overcome our struggles. There's one more important point here about prayer and obedience. Certain time, there are certain problems that need a certain amount of prayer. We need to pray continually. Even if the problem solved, continue to pray that will not come back. I find in my spiritual walk with God, certain time when there's a problem, I pray and fast. And during my prayer and fasting, I found that the problem is solved. I get tempted to stop praying or break my fast. But then I found out that the problem came back, or it was not solved radically or completely, but there was still some remnant. We need to be steadfast. We need to continue, not to give up. We need to be discerning people. We should see the spiritual warfare. We should have discernment. We ask the Lord discernment to give us discernment. Spiritual warfare is nothing. It is nothing that you see with your eyes. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, our spirit should discern. We should have discernment as a church. How to continue to pray and press on against our enemy as Moses and the Israelites did when Joshua went to fight the Amalekites. why we need to pray continually? Then the Lord said to Moses in verse 14, write this on a scroll as something to be remembered and make sure that Joshua hear it, because I will completely blot out the memory of the Amalek from under heaven. He told him, write it down so that it will be remembered. And that's very important. When Moses wrote it down, now we have it in our hand. We have a teaching from the Lord. How today I can overcome my struggle? And that is the value of the written word of God that we have in the Bible. It is a documentation of the way of God in our life. He wrote this word, Moses, to be remembered, to be followed, to be obeyed, and to be abided with. And he say, make sure that Joshua hear it. Joshua is the next generation. He must know that what had happened, so that he will be able to conquer and to get the promised land with this kind of teaching and this way of life. And we are here today, a Joshua generation. We are the generation who will enter the promised land, the eternal life, and who will lead others to Christ, and they will come with us into heaven to have eternity with the Lord forever. We need to do our part. As we receive the promise of the Lord, we are Joshua, who received the promise and who led others into the promised life, into the promised land, the eternal life that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Lord said to Moses, write it down and say that I will completely blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. The will of God. God is willing to blot out the memory of our enemies. God is willing to remove all sicknesses, all diseases, financial troubles. But the Lord wants us ourselves also to be willing to fight strongly against sin, against compromises, against disobedience. If we are willing, God will fulfill what he promised. Because here, the Amalekites' story did not finish here. We find in the book of Numbers they came back. In the book of Judges they came back. Gideon took them out. We find that God was at war against them. In the 1 Samuel chapter 15, God commissions Saul through Samuel to destroy the whole Amalekites. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 2 and 3. This is what the Lord Almighty says, I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go attack the Amalekites and totally destroy everything that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. And that's why Moses, God said to Moses, write it down to be remembered. And here the Lord spoke with his prophet Samuel. He reminded him of his word. The Holy Spirit spoke to him. And he gave the commission for Saul to go and do it. Saul, in verse 7 and verse 8, then Saul attacked the Amalekites all the way from Havilah to shore to the east of Egypt. He took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and all his people he totally destroyed with the sword. But Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cut in the fat, calves and lambs, everything that was good. These they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak, they totally destroyed. Here, Saul disobeyed God in regard this matter. But Samuel, he killed Agag and put him to death at Gilgal. We can read that in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 32 to verse 33. Then Samuel said, bring me Agag, king of the Amalekites. Agag came to him confidently, thinking, surely the bitterness of death is past. But Samuel said, as your sword has made women childless, so will your mother be childless among women. And Samuel put Agag to death before the Lord at Gilgal. He put him to death because that is the command of God, and that is the fruit of prayer and the intercession of Moses, and that is the will of God. Why we need to pray today? We need to live in obedience, because the enemies, they may attack our children, our descendant, after we die even. They will, our obedience to the Lord today is a covenant with him to protect our children in the future. And Joshua and Moses and the Israelites obey God in this matter here. God was at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation. And that's what we read in Exodus chapter 15. Book of Exodus chapter 17, verse 15. Moses built an altar and called it, the Lord is my banner. And that is our weapon. The Lord is our banner. The Lord is our strength, our victory. He is our shield. He is the one who will fight the battle for us. What kind of banner? Obedient life. A good testimony, a life of prayer. He said in verse 16, for hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord. The Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation. Again, the Amalekites appear again in 1 Samuel chapter 30, where they attacked Ziklag and they took the two wives of David and the rest of the woman and the children. So David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord told him, go and be after them. Then we were reading 1 Samuel chapter 30, and let us read verse 16, how the Lord enabled David. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 16 onward. He led David down, and there they were scattered over the countryside, eating and drinking and reveling because of the great amount of plunder they had taken from the land of the Philistine and from Judah. David fought them from dusk until the evening of the next day, and none of them go away, except 400 young men who rode off on camels and fled. David recovered everything the Amalekites had taken, including his two wives. Here we find that they appear again and God was at war against them. He used David to attack them. And final things about the complete destruction of the Amalekite is we can read in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 that the Simeonite at the time of Hezekiah, king of Judah, we will read 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 41 onward. We will see how they were completely destroyed. The men whose names were listed came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hamites in their dwelling and also the Munites who were there and completely destroyed them, as is evident to this day. Then they settled in their place because there was pasture of their flock. And 500 of the Simeonites led by Pelatiah, Neariah, Riphaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ish, invaded the hill country of Seir. They killed the remaining Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day. So the remaining, they completely destroy them completely. Why? Because the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation. As I live today obedient life, I will overcome the struggle in my life victoriously, and God will be at war against my enemy. He will spare my child, our descendant, and our disciples, and our congregation, our churches, from further attacks. And every time they will attack, the Lord will do His part. And the Lord will raise up people, obedient people, who will carry the mission to go forward and attack and destroy the enemy by the help of the Lord. Let's bow our head and pray. Kneel down to Him, Lord. Thank You for Your word that makes me understand Your will. Lord, I kneel down at Your feet. I repent and I renounce all my sin at Your feet, Lord. You help me and guide me, Lord. Lord, I commit my ways and my life unto You. Lord, I am willing to face. I am willing, Lord, to live obedient life. I am willing, Lord, to work with people who are obedient and faithful to You, Lord. You call us, O God, to work with faithful people. I pray, Lord, that I will do my part in prayer and do my part to support whatever things You want me to do.
as you teach us in your word, carry each other burden. And Lord, whatever reveal, we will put it down in writing, Lord, and we will tell others about, and we will tell others about it, Lord. Lord, thank you for giving us opportunity to know you and to know thy will. We bless you, Jesus. O God, I pray for each and everyone who hear the message, O God, and who repent and commit his ways unto you, will be the Joshua generation, O God. They will enter the promised land with us, and they will lead others to Christ and to bring more disciples into thy kingdom. We thank and praise you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you protect the message, take it and make it reach to those who are willing and who are ready, and those who are in need of your word. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Christ's name. Amen and amen.